Hello, hello. Welcome to the Maleko and Flash podcast. I'm Maleko.
Hey, I'm Flash.
And that's Flash.
Hey.
And we are coming to you live from Waikiki Beach. This is beautiful. We are here at the historic Royal Hawaiian Hotel and Resort, a luxury Sheraton resort. Behind me, of course, is the iconic view of Diamond Head. Flash is joining us via telephone today. He's busy. He's got a lot going on. Too busy to do the podcast, evidently. But that's okay, because we've got some fabulous guests today. And Flash, turns out we don't need you.
Yeah, well, I heard Will was going to be on the show, so I said, I'm out.
I know.
It's funny. Will said the same thing. And then I told him you were coming in via telephone. And he's like, okay, I'm coming.
And then we cheered.
Let's introduce our guest today. Go ahead. You were going to say something?
Oh, no, I'm just so jealous that you guys are in the beautiful Royal Hawaiian at the Mai Tai Bar and the cabanas and the beach. And I'm very jealous that I can't be there.
He says he's jealous that he can't be here. And you know what? We don't care. That's too bad. Sad for you. Will, you can chime in there at any moment.
I'm good.
He's good. So we got a special show for you today. Today it's all about entertaining at home during the COVID holidays. And, you know, normally this would be a show about how you can invite all your friends over and get drunk and everybody can practice making out under the mistletoe. But it's COVID.
Hey, yo.
It's COVID. And, you know, you can't do that anymore. So we're going to do it a little more simplified. But we do have our favorite people with us today. First of all, he is the co-founder of Freshbox, the Hawaii's first and foremost do-it-yourself couples cooking class box. Everything you need to make your own meals comes straight to your door, and it is a really great way to do date night if you haven't experimented with it yet. He's also been an executive chef at several of Hawaii's most popular restaurants and hotels here in Honolulu, including Flash's Kitchen at some point or another. I'm pretty sure you made a meal or two.
That was code.
Is that code?
That was code.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to the show, Chef Will Chen.
Good afternoon, everyone. Thanks for having me.
Chef Will Chen.
Glad to be back.
We're so happy to have you here.
Thank you. And I can't believe we're out here in this beautiful
Isn't this amazing?
This is insane.
We couldn't have picked a better place for you, I think.
I love it.
Oh, God. You guys are driving me crazy.
Yeah. And, I mean, the Flash, the beer's ice cold. So, you know, your favorite. Absolutely.
Amazing. Yes. Mai Tais are delicious.
Oh, yeah.
Just delicious beer.
So good. So good.
But I'm not alone.
You're not alone. We were also going to bring in our friend Kayla E. Heen to talk about beverages and cocktails today, but he wasn't able to make it. So we did invite our favorite place to go imbibe beverages and cocktails, particularly during happy hour. She's one of our favorite chefs out in Hawaii Kai. Please welcome from Miley's Thai Bistro. Miley is here. Hello, Miley. Yeah.
Hello, everyone. Hi. Thank you for having me.
It's so great to have you here. Thank you so much for joining us here in Waikiki.
Oh, my God. It's such a beautiful day. I'm Flash and Kelly, they're missing out.
Who cares? Moving on.
And Will, I have to say, you're looking fabulous.
You do look great.
I heard that Miley was going to be here, so I had to, you know, put on my best shirt.
You really did.
You had to juju it up.
I ironed it for you.
You didn't button it up, but I like that you put it on.
Yeah, put it on.
How about unbuttoning one more button?
Well, that's the last one. Yeah. I only have one button.
That's great. So it's good. We have two chefs with us today, which is fantastic.
I'm sipping some champagne.
Well, so fancy.
Cold Asahi.
Yes.
I've got a Mai Tai, a classic Mai Tai here from, we're at the original Mai Tai bar in Waikiki, by the way. This is a historic landmark. This view is the view that when people were flying to Hawaii for the first time on jet planes, this is where they were coming. They were coming here to this spectacular view to check this out. And it's still that way. In fact, if you look behind me and Will, you can see oil-kissed bodies sunning away and enjoying the beautiful sunshine that is Waikiki.
Oil-kissed.
Oil-kissed,
yeah. That's pretty. I said oil to chefs, and you're all excited now. You're yes.
Canola.
Fry them up.
Jesus. Somebody oil up Will.
That was your job, Flash. You didn't make it.
It's cool. Next time, Flash.
Yeah. You know, the Royal Hawaiian, the second oldest hotel in Waikiki, opened in 1927. And obviously, I would say the most iconic hotel to anybody that doesn't live in Hawaii. So we're super thrilled that they allowed us to do our silly little show there.
Yeah, I'm actually shocked that they agreed to this. I don't know who you bribed, but God bless.
Well, you know, the joke is on them. They don't know we're here. It's like the hotel's only partially open. So
we're just in, like, the loading zone.
Actually, no, that's not true. They do know that we're here. In fact, we're gonna be talking to Micah here. He's been helping us get set up and work everything out today. He's going to be bringing us some of those classic cocktails that they're known for here at the Royal Hawaiian. You know, and actually, Will, I've got the...
I'm ready.
Are you ready? You ready
I'm
for
ready.
The cocktails?
all of it. I mean...
Yeah, like this. Hey.
Let's roll it out.
Let's roll it out. Let's
Micah, go. You ready?
Let's go.
I have a seat for you over there next to Miley. Come on over there and join us. You're going to have to share the microphone.
Yeah, sure.
COVID safe, please.
Micah Sutterman, everyone. Round of applause.
Aloha.
Now, I am no longer the third best-looking person on this podcast while I'm the bottom now.
You still are to me, Will.
Hey, thanks, baby. Thanks.
So, Micah, thanks for having us here. Thanks for letting us come in and join us.
Oh, my pleasure. Super awesome to have you guys down here at the beautiful Mai Tai Bar. You know, never mad at sitting with Will, Maleko, and Miley, and of course, Maleko's lovely wife.
Lauren,
behind the scenes, the one actually
really
working.
Really making it happen while
the
we
one actually doing the work. Thank you. And then, whatever, Flash is somewhere.
Flash, what are you doing?
He's probably in Vegas.
Oh, he's playing with his dog.
What am I? I am with my dog. I'm in the Star 101.9 studios right now.
He's okay. He's back. So you're doing everything except podcasting today. That's great. That's fantastic.
Yeah, I have my priorities. My dog is definitely more important than Will.
Good, good. No one cares. So
baby.
Let's go.
Oh, baby.
Let's, Micah. Let's talk about. I'm gonna. What are you doing?
Are you taking care of your dog, or are you getting rid of your dog?
The dog's whining. He's crying.
I just walked in the room. She gets all excited when I walk into a room and sort of loses her shit a little bit.
That's it. Nice. Oh, it makes you feel like the old days, huh, Flash?
Yeah.
When people used to get excited for you to walk in the room.
One way or the other, I make all the girls in my life
cry. Facts. Hard facts right there.
Oh, man. All right. Well, enough of Flash and his dog. Micah. Tell us a little bit of the history here of the Mai Tai Bar. Flash was telling us the hotel is one of the oldest in Waikiki. The location can't be beat. There's very few restaurants or bars that actually have waterfront access. And that seems so strange to me.
Yeah, no. So the Royal Hawaiian Hotel was opened on February 1st, 1927. So we're going to be celebrating its 94th birthday here coming up. And back then, the only oldest hotel was the Moana Surfrider, which Will was the executive or chef de cuisine of the famous beach house at, built in 1901.
Yeah. A long time ago.
Mm-hmm. A long time ago. Not that long ago.
Micah, that's where I met Will, actually.
But the Mai Tai Bar, basically what the original owners of the hotel was the Matson Shipping Company. Mm-hmm. And actually what a lot of people don't realize, there was actually a dock right out here in Waikiki Beach, which the Lurline passenger vessel would bring their guests from the mainland and around the world to come and stay at the iconic Royal Hawaiian. And it was in 1953 where the Matson Shipping Company brought Victor Bergeron of the Beachcomber, created the famous Vic's 44 cocktail, the original Mai Tai, to create the classic drink here, a signature cocktail. So that's what you're currently drinking right now is basically that version of the cocktail that Victor Bergeron created, you know, over 60 years ago. Yeah.
Give us some of the ingredients give us the ingredient that is in this.
Ice.
So like if somebody can make it from home, ice is Will.
Ice
good
is
guess.
Very
Thank
important.
Guessing a glass is important. There's
glass.
Clearly a lime
yes.
involved.
So the original Mai Tai that actually Victor created at the Beachcomber in 42 was a Demerarian rum, an Agricole rum, as well as Orgeat, a bit of orange curacao, lime juice, simple syrup with a little bit of spent mint. That was the original.
Spent mint.
Spent mint. So you spank it.
Tired.
You spank it.
You spank the mint.
And then
mint.
You put it in the glass.
Spank
and it expresses
that mint.
The, yeah, you spank that mint.
Will, you would
that
take it into that secret
badly.
Room in your house.
Exactly. Easy. I showed that exactly. to you seven times. And told you to keep
I feel
it
like,
quiet.
Well, you have bushels of mint.
Easy.
Well spanked.
Are we still talking about herbs?
Yeah.
I don't know.
You guys literally all know me so well.
So when Victor came here, he was over here at the bar messing around with some recipes and decided to basically use kind of the bones of that cocktail with the two types of rum, the orgeat and the curacao, but instead of using lime juice, using some of Hawaii's famous fresh juices. So he had pineapple juice in there. And as the legend goes, he gave it to some Tahitians sitting over at the bar. And when they tasted it, they yelled out, "Maitai ke aloha," which means this is out of this world. And to the rest of the world, the Mai Tai was born.
There's the connection.
There it is.
Yeah, that is the connection.
And for those of you who are just listening and not watching us, I have to say, Micah just spat all that off without a single note.
There's no notes. No, there's
like,
no script.
He doesn't just look pretty. He actually has a brain.
He's
like,
a
it's
walking
so impressive.
Encyclopedia.
Oh,
this
my God.
This is amazing.
I didn't know I could be that much more into Micah Sutterman.
This is seriously. You're
don't
you're,
treat me oh like you're mint.
Yeah, man, you're a lot of fun at parties, man. This is great. This
oh,
like
you know.
Come in here. Micah knows about the Mai Tai.
Yep, Mai Tai.
I
yeah,
love it.
Exactly. Yeah, Mai Tai ke aloha. This is out of this world. So to everybody else, Mai Tai.
That's fantastic. Right? That's fantastic.
So good.
Who's the originator of the Mai Tai? That seems to be a disputed fact, right?
So. The most people agree that it was Victor Bergeron who created it at the Beachcomber in 44. And it was in 52 that Mattson brought him over here to create this signature drink in which we basically used all the same ingredients minus island fresh juices. So,
okay.
And it was actually, so originally you wouldn't see this two-toned color of the rum really because it was really about having an agricole rum so similar to our friends at Kohana Rum Distillery.
Yeah, we
right?
were just there last week.
Right, yeah, and Kyle and his team there make one of the best products out there and you can get one of our super premium Mai Tais with that rum in it. But and also so we have that Demerarian agricole style and then the Jamaican rum in it. So it didn't have the two tones that you see today. It was really in the 70s and 80s where that caramelized molasses style dark rum kind of came into play and that also came with like the you know synthetic style mixers and whatnot. So over here at the Mai Tai bar though we use all fresh Govinda's juices for all our Mai Tais and that's key.
Nice.
You know you're only as good as the ingredients you start with. I always equate fresh juices and cocktails like having frozen or fresh poke. Right. It's just
for
not
sure.
the same.
For
you're not
sure.
going to have
it's not
that
the same.
Freshness.
You pay double, but worth it.
It's so worth it.
Absolutely.
And that's how we make our Mai Tais. We support the Govinda's company, and you know we pour their juices by the gallons over here to make these Mai Tais for our guests. So
fantastic. And it's worth it, too. They are delicious. You know, this a Mai Tai is the kind of thing is like, if you get a bad Mai Tai, you know, like the kind of that are pre-batched, you
yes.
know.
You know.
They serve them.
You know.
It comes in a pre-mix. You just know. It's
yeah.
super
too
sweet.
Too much sugar.
It's
too
just, much yeah, sugar. The balance is off. Absolutely.
You know, I mean, the same
yeah.
thing can be said about a daiquiri.
Yeah.
You know,
yes.
they come in their pre-mix.
Or a margarita.
Yep, that is so true.
Yes.
And having those fresh juices for your daiquiris or for anything, it's what the synthetic stuff doesn't give you is the acidic backbone needed to
right.
tie a cocktail together and
yeah.
to give it lift and buoyancy. Like the worst thing about like any cocktail with the premix, right, is it's like a tongue depressor on your tongue with that syrupy, sweet, synthetic characteristic. And when you have fresh juice, having that acid, that lightness, the buoyancy, just makes everything just more delicious, more gulpable. So then you drink more, you feel better. I make more money. And that's really at the end of the day.
There it is. That is the mystery of the Mai Tai, folks.
I don't know about you guys, but I'm so much happier that Mike is here instead of Kaylee. This is way more fun than I thought it was going to be.
Agreed.
I could just stare at Mike and read a phone book.
Oh, boy.
I appreciate you, Will.
I appreciate you, sir. Oh, my. Who has a wet nap?
Oh, my gosh. Exciting times. Exciting times.
It is hot in here.
All right. Well, let's flash on the delay. I love it. I love it. Okay. So where we are right now, this is the beginning of the restart of Waikiki. You know, up until just a couple of weeks ago, everything was shut down. Where are we at right now? What's the status here at the Sheraton at the Royal Hawaiian? Are you guys open? People can book rooms? How does that work?
Yeah, so we have the Sheraton Waikiki, the Royal Hawaiian, and the Moana Surfrider currently open. It's open for Kama'aina. We have great Kama'aina deals that you can get online and come and be a part of it. Obviously, tourism is still very slow with you know, shutdowns around the world.
Yeah.
It's definitely, you know,
well, people don't necessarily want to travel.
Yeah.
Right now, it's the bargain travelers that are booking trips. The people that are like, I can handle the Rona, trips to Hawaii are $50.
Exactly. But one of the things I was, you know, talking to friends and relatives about is, you know, Waikiki has never been this quiet, you know, in decades now. And, you know, when I think about what Waikiki is, especially what the Royal Hawaiian is to, you know, our culture as children of Hawaii and whatnot, you know, you think about it, the Royal Hawaiian is the symbol of Hawaiian hospitality to the world. Like when you see this pink building, that pink bell tower, you think Mai Tais, it's the Royal Hawaiian. And that is straight up a magnification of Hawaiian hospitality and that sense of spirit of aloha. And as locals, we've kind of been alienated from it for a while, right? It's so packed, it's not comfortable to come.
Yeah.
Right now, you can come and enjoy the original playground, you know, for, you know, all of us who grew up here. I mean, this is where it began, you know. All the royalty had houses all along over here and enjoyed Waikiki Beach. And it's definitely worth coming down and checking out.
You know, you make a great point there, because it's like when you would talk to locals about Waikiki, you would say, oh, we don't go. They don't go. You know, I just avoid Waikiki. I drive around it as much as possible, or I drive on either end of it. Don't get too deep into it. But right now, driving through Waikiki, it's easy. There's no traffic. Parking is simple. You can get reservations at all your favorite restaurants and hotels, no problem. And it's so beautiful. You know, the reason this became a tourist destination, the reason this is the premier spot in the world, is because of this beautiful beach. It's because of this sunshine and this amazing location. And yeah, it, you know, tourism was at its peak right before COVID. You know, this place was over tourismed. You know, it was there was way too many people here to thrive in the culture that used to be Waikiki.
Absolutely.
And right now that's back. It's coming back.
Right. And this is the time to come out and enjoy it. I mean, I don't think I've ever surfed Waikiki Beach so much in all my life, you know, since I was a little kid, you know, and it's been enjoyable.
And it's a great break. It's always breaking.
Yeah. I mean, it really is.
Listen to Maleko trying to talk about surf.
No, this is the only place I've ever actually surfed because it was so easy to do it.
Right.
You know, most other places I just paddle.
Yeah, right.
And that's not a lot of fun. That's not fun at all.
Exactly. Well, these are actually, aside from shore break, your brother and I, this was the first spot we surfed outside of shore break by our houses.
Shout out to Miko, where
my dad would take us to surf and learn, and we get run over by canoes. And, you know, every local kid needs that, right?
Still alive to talk about it.
I mean, you need it, right?
Like, that's it. It's
so
it's a learning experience.
You know? It's a learning experience, right? Yeah. Exactly.
That's amazing. I love it. In fact, those catamarans, are they still running out of here?
Yeah. So we still have catamarans.
The one behind me, I can't see it.
Running out over here. They still do surfing. You can actually go out and rent canoes with a steerer that will help you catch waves and everything like that. So super fun to take. And again, like, when as locals have we've ever even thought about this? And actually, parking is a breeze, just to talk about that.
Yeah.
You come and dine at any one of our restaurants, spend $25. It's free for 4 hours.
Easy. That's
so
easy.
You just pull in and come drink 2 Mai Tais, and you're done. You have free parking for
that
4 hours.
That was always right afterwards. That was our underground trick. You know, when we were back in our club kid days, Will.
Yeah,
back in our club kid case, we would come in and we would come to the valets at the hotel. Like, Will is like, last night.
So for Will, that means yesterday.
Yeah. What club?
For the rest of it, you know, we would come into Waikiki and you put a 20 into the valet's hand and and that's it. You got parking all night.
Right.
You come back whenever, tomorrow. Your car is fine. It's fine that way. That's the way it used to be.
The good old days.
Those are the good old days.
R.I.P. clubs.
Oh,
good times.
Yeah. Remember Apartment 3?
Dancing with Strangers.
Oh, yeah. Apartment 3.
Yeah.
That was good fun.
That was good fun.
You think Dancing with Strangers will ever come back?
Mask
for mask.
Was it good fun for the owners?
Yeah. Show me your vaccination card. Yeah.
You got papers?
Yeah.
That's
right?
It.
Show me.
That's it. I heard they're developing an app.
Yes.
It's a safe passport. It's a universal app that is going to be accepted on airlines, hotels, anywhere that you would need to prove that you are vaccinated. So it's just an identity app. You pull it out and you go, here's my latest test, or here's my vaccine record. I'm clean. That's it. I mean, but, you know, it's like it used to be. I mean, I don't know. I think about, you know, being single back in the days, and it's like, you know, you can just kind of size somebody up and whether or not they were clean. And it's like, you might have the Rona.
That didn't really work, kids. That,
that never worked.
That didn't really work.
By the way, for everyone listening, Maleko's wife is actually running the board right now.
we explained.
Hold on, I'm going to turn the
Lauren,
camera.
Lauren, enjoy this conversation.
Yeah, she's
Maleko, tell us how you were sizing up girls again.
I don't know. I don't know what you're talking about.
I believe he said people.
People.
Gender's a construct.
That's true.
Well, yeah. I mean, in his college days, he was very experimental.
Hold on a second. My wife's trying to sign language to me. I don't speak sign language. What's that, honey?
No, but to Micah's point, I did have some out-of-town guests come and stay at the Royal Hawaiian just as they opened, and they had such a fantastic time. With the hotels just opening, there's not a lot of people. There's not a lot of people in the hotel rooms. So you really, really get to enjoy the property. And they really, really, like, the staff was just super accommodating.
Did you get the room upgrade? Do you get the secret room upgrade now?
Since
there's no one around?
I don't ask.
Or do
ask.
You still give me the crappy room that overlooks the air conditioner?
I don't
well,
ask.
Is it for you?
For me.
I mean, if it's for you, we'll give you the crappy room.
You know how many times I've had that room where you don't get the balcony? You get a little window because it's connected to the service.
Right next to the staff elevator.
Yeah.
Or the one next to the ice machine.
That's the best one. That's the
1927 walls are not well insulated.
That's right.
You hear it drop all day.
All right. You know what my wife was trying to sign language to me? She was telling me that we forgot the word of the day, Flash.
Oh, my God.
You suck.
It's got to be Micah at this point.
I blame you, Flash. I blame you. And since Flash is our remote guest and he's not even joining us today, he doesn't get to pick the word of the day. Micah or Miley, you guys can pick the word of the day. When we say the word, we're all going to drink and make some noise. So
it has to be Mai Tai.
Yes.
Yes. Mai Tai. Well chosen.
The word of the day is Mai Tai.
Mai Tai. Mai Tai. Mai Tai. Mai Tai. Okay,
yeah.
Let's drink.
Okay, good. Yeah. So that's catching up for the rest of the show.
Mai Tais.
Yeah.
Let's do them.
I like the way you think.
I like how Miley's keeping us on track.
She is.
That's what I do.
That's what you do.
Miley,
she's a
pull
boss.
That microphone a little closer to you there.
She's a boss.
What's your favorite Thai food? What's your favorite Thai food?
I'm not pronouncing it correctly. It's a dish called Nam Khao.
Nam Khao.
Oh.
If you know Nam Khao, honey.
It's like...
Oh, my gosh. She got excited when you said it.
You take rice and you mix it with, like, seasoned ground pork, and then you deep fry these rice balls so it's crispy, and then you break it apart and you season it with fresh lime juice and, like, fresh herbs.
It's a lot of layers.
And like, dried chilies,
right.
And then you eat it.
You know,
like,
Will likes balls, like, you know.
Wow. Wow. Just, like, these, like.
Yeah. Yeah.
But it's still, it's like, you eat it with fresh.
It's true. He loves them.
You eat it with fresh lettuce leaves, and it's crispy, it's fresh, it's savory, it's spicy.
All those elements.
It's so
I love the way you just keep talking
good.
Right through that.
Moving along, kids. Moving along. When I sat down before this, they were like, this is a clean show. And
it's
obviously,
a clean show.
I'm the only one that got that memo, so I'm just trying to filter out all my comments.
Who said it's a clean show?
Maleko.
I just meant, you know, you can't say any four-letter words.
Yeah.
But balls doesn't count.
Obviously, I read that memo wrong. But it's okay.
Fantastic.
But, you know, you're right. I mean, if you You're a true chef, though, well, because not a lot of people know what Nam Khao is.
It is the best.
Is it on the menu? Is that something? It's never on the menu.
It's almost never on the menu.
But if I order it,
I can't imagine it being like easy to put it together. It's like very intricate.
Interesting.
It's a lot of layers, like I said, and it's just you're making these balls only to break them apart again.
I love this. I want this.
I like it.
Nam Khao.
So good.
Miley, you want to take the balls and break them apart?
She does.
So good. And again, for those of you who can't see us or can't see off the side, Miley came with like heaps of Thai food.
We should bring some out.
And I'm just like staring at it the corner of my eye, just like I cannot wait to dig
in. So jealous.
It's a combination.
So good.
You know, Maleko right now, we're all, I think almost, I've never seen so many bentos coming out of restaurants in my life.
Or home, like meal kits.
This is what.
Were you doing a lot of takeout before the pandemic?
You know, Hawaii Kai has always done major takeout. Yeah. You know, Hawaii Kai people, when they go home and they go towards Hawaii Kai,
we stay home.
You guys stay home.
Yeah, we don't go out.
We don't go back out.
No. I like coming for the happy hour, though, because, you know, you get the salty seamen that come in. You know, the guys, Will just kind of.
Well, you know what?
What are we talking about? I'm so.
That came out wrong.
Wow.
Maleko was like, hey, wait, what?
Wow. That's not exactly what I meant.
Swimmers. Swimmers.
Lauren.
What I meant. Lauren's lost it. She's gone. Hold on. Camera change.
Wow. 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 Wow.
Salty semen.
Oh, what I meant to say was, you know, you get the guys who drive the tourist boats at Hawaii Kai. Happy hour is the jam. They all come in. Yeah. That's when everybody comes in. In Hawaii Kai, you can actually drive your boat right up to the dock.
Hey, so Mai Tai.
Hey, we got Mai Tai.
This looks great.
That's the word of the day, by the way.
That's right. Cheers.
Cheers.
Micah, thank you.
Oh my Cheers. God, Micah, this is so, Look at this. So delicious.
And this is that what he was talking about, that division, that dark rum on top, that little floater.
You know why? Because it's the fresh juices. Fresh juices.
Oh,
thank you,
so
Govinda.
Yummy, so yummy. Hi, we're doing a radio show.
Radio?
We got somebody yelling into her phone right behind Miley. Straight up drama.
She needs a Mai Tai, too.
Quick, turn the camera on her. TMZ, what's going on? What is happening? Drama. I love it. Okay, so you mixed your Mai Tai. You stirred it.
You know, I mix everything that I get. You know,
really? You just give it a little stir?
You know why? Because I think it just all infuses together, and you can actually taste the alcohol. You can taste the juices, the fresh juices, Micah. Good job. And you know, you got to squeeze the lime in it.
Got to squeeze the lime in there. Yeah. Keep I didn't up. Do that the first time.
Drink your Mai Tai.
Mai Tai!
Mai Tai! She said keep up.
I love it. I love
it. So good.
But yes, oh my God. What is your favorite Thai dish, Maleko?
You know,
salty semen.
It's whatever my wife orders, but mostly.
You're such a good husband.
I've never had anything I didn't like. Like, I love peanut sauce. I love spicy sauce. I love curries. I love wraps. I love noodles.
Speaking of spicy sauce, because I thought Flash was going to be here.
Oh, he loves
you,
the spicy.
You brought, like, gallons.
I bought the deadly sauce. I bought volcano sauce.
You did.
For him.
Lauren over here is saying.
So, you know what? Lauren's going to, I'm going to give it to Lauren.
How
because
peculiar.
He's not here.
Another woman disappointed by Flash.
Yeah. Wow.
I mean, I didn't just
bring a long list of disappointment.
Well, I didn't just bring the sriracha or the sambal. You know, the regular
the
players.
Sauce.
We're not basics here.
I brought, like, volcanic sauce for him.
That's exciting. How come we're not
Miley
eating this?
Miley knows I like it hot.
I don't know. I mean, we can.
Let's
we can
eat this now. Let's do it.
Let's just have
Lauren, you want to go see what's in the box?
Solids and liquids all everywhere.
Hey-o.
So to what Maleko was saying, I used to think I was up for everything, and I like authentic indigenous flavors and this and that. So I went to a Thai restaurant once, and I ordered, I can't remember what it was, like a salad or something. And they're like, oh, do you want it like traditionally? I was like, yeah, sure, whatever. And they're like, that means with like fermented crab.
Oh, yeah. Okay, no.
It is so, and I was like, yeah, bring it on. It was so strong. Like that's acquired taste.
I should couch what I said then, because I like everything that's on the white man's menu.
Yeah.
You know, like I'm a
obviously.
I'm a front of house
one
menu
chili
guy.
Emoji. Yeah.
So when you say spicy, Maleko, what is your level of spice?
Like not very spicy at all. Like sriracha is about as is
like
that, that's
the
fine.
Chili was in the room where it was prepared and that's it.
Yeah, that's it. There's an essence of chili like nearby.
And the reason why I'm asking is because so at Miley's Thai, we have different levels of spice. And a lot of restaurants have like the stars and things like that. Well, here's the thing. It's not always accurate because the chilies are not always the
correct
same heat.
Oh, look at this.
The batch and all that.
Yeah.
So.
Beautiful.
Will, hold that up to the camera. Let's see how beautiful these plates are.
Look at
this.
Got some curry.
Flash,
yeah,
you
we got some curry.
Are missing
we
out.
We got some Thai fried chicken.
I'm so upset right
we
now.
We have this thing called Pad Wu Sen, and that's our version of like, you know, stir fried long rice and pancit maybe. Everybody's got their, in Korea, they have this too, but theirs is chapchae.
Oh yeah, chapchae. Yeah.
So we all have, everybody has their own version of this, you know. And normally I would put pad thai in it, but I wanted you to try something new because everybody knows about pad thai.
Love it.
Yeah, pad thai is that's your basic.
And this green curry with chicken.
It smells fantastic. I mean,
oh, you guys.
This, I'm into this.
Oh, and we do have the volcano sauce. The Lauren, you want some volcano sauce?
Yeah, put out some volcano sauce.
That it was for Flash.
No, you don't get any Flash. No,
Flash is gone. It's now the Maleko.
Is he even on the call anymore?
So
Maleko,
right now.
Maleko and Miley show.
I'm so bummed.
It's amazing. It's so good. It is so good. The chicken is amazing, too. The way they do the chicken. Is that it? Is that the volcano sauce?
Oh.
I want to see Lauren eat some of this because this is super spicy hot stuff.
Miley's Thai, yo, check it out. Miley's Thai Bistro.
Come and visit us. We're at Ward.
Got it.
Look at the color
Ward
of this.
Call a Lyft. They'll bring you there.
Look at the color of this.
Thank you.
You know it's super spicy hot when the color infuses into the plastic.
Now, you know, if Flash was here, the way he would enjoy that is with soy sauce and then, like, two grains of rice.
Is that right, Flash?
That's what he loves, like a sauce imbibed rice.
I never thought that Flash could eat that spicy
until I saw it with my own eyes.
Well, yeah, I mean.
So
yeah.
At Miley's, we have the level of spices. So obviously you got
sure.
mild, hot,
code
medium.
For sure.
And then it's mild, medium, hot, and then there's Thai hot, and there's Lao hot,
nope.
and there's Miley hot.
Nope.
Oh, my God. Nope. Miley hot?
There's Miley hot. That's
Miley
the one
hot.
I go for.
You need to sign a waiver.
I'm like one smidge above Maleko.
That's it. Yeah, I'm not.
I used to be, but now I'm like, I cannot.
It's like, I like it in,
oh my,
I like
God.
It
Lauren,
in my.
God bless you.
Got it.
Here she comes.
Get in there.
Hold on. I want to turn the camera
like,
on her.
Oh, my God. I can't. I'm like,
oh,
so
that's a strong dip. That's a strong dip.
That's a strong dip. That's she's going to probably have to have a sip of her Mai Tai after
hey,
that.
Hey, Mai Tai. Chi. This is
a strong what, Will?
This is probably the strong dip, D-I-P. She dipped her noodles in the chili sauce.
Because it sounded like strong.
Another word? Dip?
Then you
no.
dip.
No,
I did we dip.
I'm using all the elementary school words. Dip. This is my favorite Wednesday of the week, guys. I mean, I'm just having a blast. Thank you.
Good.
Yeah.
There you go.
I'm glad you are, Will.
She does eat spicy.
She does. She goes nuts on spicy.
I'm careful with who I hang out with, so I get to enjoy things.
How is it, Lauren?
Wow, Lauren is just going. Lauren is going in strong. She just like
that was a heap.
H E A P. Flash, in case you can't hear us. That was.
Have any of you guys seen?
So incredibly impressed.
Wow.
By you, like right now.
She just went in.
Yeah, you know what? I think she may eat spicier than Flash, but we wouldn't know because he's not here.
Yeah, it would take who? Well, spicier than who?
Flash who?
We don't even know.
Bye.
Are you guys familiar with there's a Netflix show called We Are the Champions? And it features all these weird competitions. And one of the shows is on there's this whole subculture of hot chili pepper eating contest.
And like a sub, what do you mean, like a subculture?
YouTube
like
people.
There's a bunch of people that just do that for a living. They just eat hot chilies.
Yeah. Yes, and they all have YouTube channels.
What's the name of the show?
They have hundreds of thousands.
Miley doesn't have headphones on.
We Are the Champions.
Have you heard of the show?
It's called We Are the Champions.
Are the Champions.
No.
It's
We Are the Champions right now.
Right, that's it. So yes. Miley says, that's great, Flash. No one cares. Again.
Flash, we're so happy that you have time during COVID to watch new Netflix shows.
Thank you.
Everyone's busy working, but yeah, you enjoy Netflix.
Yeah, go ahead, Flash. Good for you.
Flash likes to text me like midnight every day. He's like, did you watch this? And then I get up at 5 in the morning because I'm old. And I'm like, what are we talking about? I'm in bed by 9.
Yeah, I'm up watching the news. I'm up watching the news.
Twitter fighting people on the mainland, you know. You know, like an adult.
Like an adult.
I don't have time for Netflix right now. I got to do a podcast.
Nobody has time for your Netflix nonsense. Which, by the way, Netflix just raised the prices again. Yeah.
Who knows? Did you guys
get that notification?
Who knows?
It's terrible.
Everyone's watching it.
Who cares? Wait, I don't know what I pay for.
You don't watch Netflix? Or you don't care?
I have it.
You have it.
But I mean,
are you
who
using
know me,
someone else's account? Is that what it is?
Maybe.
Maybe that's why you don't notice the price hike.
But I definitely don't know how much
I
pay for it.
Well, I know you do Netflix and chill. Okay.
That's no. Huh? I skip the Netflix.
Mostly just chill.
Just chill.
Mostly just
you
chill.
You just go right for
the gusto. Who's got time? What do you want to watch? What do you want to watch?
Oh, baby.
No.
You're good.
Pour me a drink.
He's an adult.
Micah, tell her.
Yeah. We ain't got time. We ain't got no time for Netflix.
Who's got time for Netflix? You just go straight to the chill.
But we got time for Mai Tai.
Mai Tai. Molly's into it.
I love it. Well, I wish I had headphones for you, Miley, but Flash has those, and he didn't bring them because he's not here.
He's not one of my favorite peoples right now.
Oh, wow.
So sad. Wow. So sad. Flash, you are losing points.
So sad, too bad.
I'll just have to make it up to her.
That's it. Well,
I make it up to her.
More code.
Yeah. Flash says he'll make it up to you shortly.
Oh, yes, he will.
Yeah, because everything he does is short.
By getting belligerent at your bar and then getting asked to leave. So... have fun with that.
She's like, again.
Yeah. Someone call
wah,
a lift.
Wah. Wait, hold on. I have a womp.
Boy.
There it is.
Hey, found the button.
Would have been funnier.
Well, that's my favorite thing about going to Miley's restaurant if she's the only person louder than me, so I know I can go there and not get in
Flash
trouble.
Flash says the only thing he likes about coming to your restaurant is because you're the only person louder than him, so he usually doesn't
louder than me?
Louder than him.
Good Lord. Wow. I'll show him loud.
I didn't say that was the only reason.
That's it. Well, yeah.
Don't get me in trouble.
Too late.
She's
too
not
late.
Impressed anyway.
Too late.
It's too late. Don't
too
worry
late.
About
yeah.
it.
Too late.
Again, Flash, no one cares. That's great. Will, did you bring this bottle with you? What is this bottle on the table?
For the sake of this conversation, yes. This is our Pal Vodka, produced from local pineapples on our island of Maui, and I believe it is one of your sponsors. Can I say that? I don't know. We're going off the rails right now.
They are.
Going
yes,
unassisted.
They are
unassisted. We're going unassisted. But yeah, Pal Vodka.
Yep.
Can I try?
What's the story?
Pal Maui
with
Vodka.
Yeah. Why do we have a bottle of that on the table? Do we know who brought that?
I believe Pal themselves.
Micah brought it.
From Kaylee.
Yeah, I brought it over. So, in one of the things that we worked to do, as well, to not only, you know, showcasing and premiering classic Hawaiian hospitality, super important to showcase classic Hawaiian beverages. And in a state where, you know, liquor-wise, you know, we don't really produce wine. We have one.
Yeah.
It's good. We don't grow wheat for beer. Where our spirits, though, where we have, you know, the sugarcane rum from Kohana.
Right.
But then you also have this wonderful vodka from Maui to having our drinks to where when the guests come here, they're getting a little taste of Hawaii as well, not just in the service and the heart, the attitude, but also in their beverage.
People like to taste a little bit of the local flavors there.
Yeah.
And we don't really have a lot of local spirits. And that's
right.
That's surprising to me.
Right.
Yeah, Miley's commenting on the packaging. We love it. It does. It used to look more like a pineapple, though, didn't it? Didn't they change the bottle a little bit?
Yeah, I think they streamlined the label to make it a little bit more clean, white, elegant, almost like that old, like, plantation-style Hawaii look, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I love it. I think the product is wonderful and whatnot. And, yeah, we use it as – actually, it's our new well vodka. So you actually get this in our well
wow.
at the Mai Tai bar. So if you just get a vodka soda, that's what you're going to get.
That's it.
Yeah.
So that's why this is on the table,
there
Monaco.
It is. I just,
it's
I
not
was
just
wondering.
For you to put your curly straw in and sip on it all day. Well.
I mean, you could. Bottle service.
At least ice it down for you.
Bottle service. Room temperature vodka. Delicious.
I'm enjoying this Mai Tai, by the way.
Mai Tai.
Mai Tai.
Mai Tai.
That's beautiful. All right, so this show was supposed to be about entertaining at home. Will.
Okay, yes.
So let's talk about that. And Miley, you can help with this because I know that a lot of your recipes came from your kitchen. Mm-hmm. This is the way you entertained at home. These days, like, let's go back to Thanksgiving for just a bit, okay?
Wow, okay.
Up until this year, I only knew how to buy, like, a 27-pound turkey and feed 8 people.
Right.
So when I went to, you know, go buy a turkey this year, and the smallest turkey you could find is, like, serves 8, and there's only 2 of us, mm-hmm. you know, it's a bit of a disappointment. A lot of people don't know how to cook or entertain for small crowds. Like, if we wanted to just bring close family over, you know, five
sounds like
people,
you need fresh box.
5 people over.
I mean,
there's the plug. There it is. I mean, let's talk about that. What's the easiest way right now? Let's just say we want a group of 5 because that's within a city ordinances. We have a group of 5, okay? It's just us. We're going to bring over a couple and their teenage offspring. Okay, they're going
to
come
to
our house.
Are we allowed to do that? I thought we only could do, like, you know, within the...
I'll say to you this way. I think instead of, like, trying to come up with concrete rules...
Examples.
Yeah.
Sure, sure.
What I would say about, you know, potlucking and getting together, whether it's large groups or small groups...
I mean, it has to be safe. These have to be people in your bubble. It has to be safe, right? That's why Flash is in here. He's not in within our bubble.
Actually,
you know?
True.
It's true than you know.
Actually true.
Actually true. But when you're coming to these potlucks, whether it's 5 people, whether it's 10 people, bring something that you're comfortable with doing. So I think a lot of times when people go to potlucks, they think it's like, oh, this is my time to like shine, and they'll go on Google or whatever, and they'll try something, and then they're late or they're upset because they've never done it before, and then it's just kind of out of their wheelhouse. So definitely do something you're comfortable with. The second thing I would say about these potlucks is do something that doesn't necessarily need to be eaten hot. So if it can be done the day before, or if it can be done room temperature, that doesn't require a lot of cooking. Because at home kitchens, most of the time, you're limited to the cooking area that, you know, maybe 4 burners, an oven, whatever it is. And if 2-3 parties are in there trying to heat everything up, it's never going to get done at the right time or at the right temperature. So if you can do something that's room temperature or done the day before or dessert or whatever it is, and that way it's just a lot more casual and just relax and can go and enjoy and not stress out about it, I think that will make for a better experience.
Okay, and what's a good example of a dish that most people probably are familiar with and maybe can make easily that doesn't have to be served hot?
So if you're going to go with like lean proteins, like chicken or shrimp, those things you can toss into some sort of grain salad or noodle salad, that type of thing where it's there's sustenance to it. So you're not just not eating vegetables.
You're talking about salads then.
Or, I mean, I say salad, but like if something's at room temperature, right? I mean, what else are you going to call it? You're not going to say mashed potato and serve it cold.
Sure. I got it.
Right?
I got it.
But like even those types of things, if you're going to serve stews or mashed potatoes or things that can be made the day before, cool down and then reheated easily.
Uh-huh. Right.
Like that's way more easier on your life and on your brain than like trying to like last minute roast a steak or grill lamb chops.
I love that you said that. Well, like you oftentimes people try to impress.
Sure. And that's understandable.
And then they end up not having a good time. They're not enjoying themselves.
They're stressing out.
Yeah.
And they're late.
Yeah.
Right. And
they're late. And then you get there and all you're concerned about is the dish.
Yeah.
Just concerned about the dishes. I love this,
and
by the way.
And then all anyone cares about
is drinking.
And then
you know what? They end up, and then when they don't eat your food, you're
and when they don't eat it, you're mad.
Oh, yeah.
When they don't eat it,
you're mad.
That
never happens to me, by the way. I'm just saying.
No, of course not.
Of course not.
Not Miley's. Yeah.
No, or you, Will. It never happens to anybody.
I stop cooking unless I get paid.
Happens to Flash all the time, though. Flash, how many times have you made a dish that no one ate?
He doesn't cook.
Flash is over here offering up his dishes, and no one's biting.
I think I've seen Flash make a sandwich once.
You know what? I've never seen Flash make anything.
I cook every day at home, Will.
Really?
That's a sandwich.
I've never seen you make anything. I've been over to Flash's house a few times.
Does he?
I've seen him make palomas.
Okay, let me tell you something. If Flash cooked every day, trust me, it would be on Instagram because he Instagrams everything else. And I don't see him in the kitchen. I don't know, but I need my time right now.
My time!
My time! I have posted some of my food things on Instagram, but I cook at least one meal a day at home every day.
One meal a day.
Okay. Flash makes a sandwich and he doesn't even toast the bread. That's his level of cooking.
Oh.
That is embarrassing.
I will say I am a big fan of the Fresh Box. I love Fresh Box.
He says he loves Fresh Box.
It's true.
Way to plug the sponsor.
Highly recommended.
As he should love it.
Will, do you have a special Fresh Box set up for Thanksgiving?
We didn't because Thanksgiving was a month ago. But for the winter holidays, we don't have.
I mean for Christmas. Yeah. I'm sorry, for the holidays.
We don't have anything for winter holidays specifically. We do try to do some recipes that are kind of in line with more of a winter-y theme, but nothing specific for say Christmas, Kwanzaa, Hanukkah.
What does a wintry theme mean for a food menu in Hawaii in December?
In my mind, it means just like heartier root vegetables, maybe something with cranberry, something with warmer spices like cinnamon, nuts, almonds, walnuts, that sort of thing. So those types of ingredients rather than fresher things like citrus or apple or fresh herbs.
Right.
So nothing that's just like Christmas special, but, you know, in line with the quote-unquote season.
Okay.
Winter.
Winter in Hawaii.
Winter in Hawaii.
Currently 90 degrees.
So warm.
On the beach. It's very toasty right now.
On the beach.
I'm not complaining. Thank you. Thank you.
Very toasty. In fact, you can kind of see behind us here. I don't know if the camera's working properly or not. No, none of the cameras are working. They're all frozen.
That actually brings up a good... Are we still talking at least or no?
You can talk.
No, we're talking. It's just all the cameras are frozen because it's so hot.
Okay. So, Will, I've got... That brings me to a question of and Miley, too, for you guys, what are some typical, traditional, local holiday dishes that you wouldn't necessarily find anywhere else but in Hawaii for the holidays?
Flash wants to know, Miley, what typical local traditional holiday dishes are available in Hawaii?
Oh, yeah, good question.
Say that one more time.
What are some traditional local holiday dishes you would find in Hawaii?
Local traditional dishes.
That you wouldn't necessarily find anywhere else, in Hawaii.
Mac salad?
Oh, that's a good one. Mac salad is a good one.
Holiday dishes.
You know, it's always mac salad, but there's always some type of
for
noodle.
For example?
Like a stir-fried noodle.
Poke is a perfect example.
Stir-fried noodle. Yeah.
Flash is yelling poke is a
poke
good one.
Poke is always...
Poke is simple, poke though. Like, you can go to Foodland and get poke.
Yeah.
And it's like, whatever.
Yeah, but if you go anywhere else in the country, no one's going to have poke. That's my point, is what's any sort of dish that you're only going to find in Hawaii? And that goes for cocktails, too.
Right. What's any sort of dish you can find in Hawaii or cocktail that's just a staple, you know, aside from like the poke and the sticky rice, you know?
I'm a fan of squid luau, and I know it's not specifically for the holidays, but I will eat that for like every day, all day. Love the squid luau.
Squid luau is delicious.
I mean, it may not look
all
awesome.
Of the luau foods are good.
Yeah, Hawaiian food in general is just amazing.
Right?
Yes.
Right? So unassuming. And it's delicious.
It's
when
so
it's like done fresh and done right.
Yeah.
Ugh. I love it.
There are certain things that are just expected at certain events that people go to. You know, like even at Thanksgiving or at Christmas, you know, in Hawaii, people will expect certain dishes to be there. What are those dishes? Will?
This is kind of an inside joke, but we always see like fried gouji.
Fried gouji?
Yeah,
oh, yeah,
fried
yeah,
gouji.
Yeah.
People love it.
Spring rolls.
Spring rolls.
The deep fried spring rolls. All the time.
What about mochi?
And then if it's not, you know, mochi spring rolls, dessert. It's lumpia. It's what else?
Flash is saying mochi. There's definitely mochi. Soft mochi for dessert. Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah.
If you're fancy, you get lau laus, but I mean, that's work.
And don't forget lau lau.
That is work for sure. Yeah, I mean, there's tons of stuff, but I think for
What is that salad? The kamaboki salad. They do that all the time.
They do like a kamaboki salad.
But does anybody make that, or you just buy it, right?
No, you know what? If it's a big tray, they actually make it. They're not gonna buy that, and it's actually pretty easy to make.
Go to Miley's Instagram story today for a kamaboko salad.
Sashimi.
I don't know, but it smells good. It smells really good.
Yeah, sashimi is another one. That's fantastic.
Oh, yes.
That's always
sashimi
easy.
Sashimi all day, all night.
But it's like, you know, but that's a Hawaii thing. It's so easy to get because it's just always available.
Well,
God, wait.
But
new cocktails are arriving.
That's
folks.
When
I'm
Maleko
like, this
says
so-
it's easy, for those of us who are in the state of Hawaii, we are spoiled.
Did he slap this?
Oh, it's called spent. Spent. Is this mint spent?
Is it spent or spanked?
Are you saying spanked or spent?
You like it spanked, but it's supposed to be spanked, no?
No, spent. No.
Spent, but I know spent. You prefer spanked, which is really what we're doing with it.
Unfortunately, because of the memo I got on the show, I can't say the things I want to say, but there's so many jokes. I'm just going to drink my drink.
Just drink your drink, Will.
Spent mint.
I'm like this.
Yeah, there you go.
This looks beautiful. So, Michael, what kind of Mai Tai is this?
So, this is the original.
Oh, okay. With the spent mint.
Mai Tai, made in the 40s. So this is a mixture of agricole rum from Kohana. We have some pirate XO rum in there as well. We have Farin dried curacao. So curacao, a lot of people just equate it to what you would see as a cheap cordial. But curacao actually, in its oldest form, was really, really more like a Grand Marnier, really.
Oh,
so this is by Farin. It's the oldest curacao recipe in the world, and it's a dry curacao. So it doesn't finish super viscous, super sweet. You have this really nice dry purity from the orange peel, all shining through the base spirit, which is brandy. So you have that in there, the orgeat by Fees, lime juice, a little bit of simple syrup, and spent mint with a lime. And yeah, it's meant to be, it's definitely like what you would, you know, if you're a whiskey sour type of drinker, you would love this cocktail. Like it's definitely on that line where it's refreshing. You have this zipping acidity from the lime. You have these beautiful layered flavors of caramel, smoke, spice, all from the rums. And it just comes together really perfectly. In this cocktail.
Oh, I'm so jealous.
Yeah, Flash is jealous. He
no one
says,
cares.
He
no
should
one
cares.
Be. He's
no
one cares.
No one cares.
Again,
no one
again, cares. No one is caring about Flash not being here.
But I do have to say that, I mean, just to kind of go off what Mike was saying, this is a beautiful cocktail. I'm from the East Coast originally, so in my mind, tiki drinks, Polynesian drinks are like those like super cloying, very sweet, one note.
Too sweet.
Get you just like three sheets, you know, type of deal. And three sheets.
Three sheets with your mint in the middle somewhere.
Spent mint. But I mean, with this, absolutely right. It's not too sweet. You can taste all the layers. It's light. It's refreshing to what it's beautiful. This is beautiful.
I love it. This is fun. Did you make this one, or did you have your bartender?
Yeah, so one of my bartenders made this, and you know all the bartenders.
This is a union hotel, Maleko.
Yeah,
union.
If I do that, I'm in trouble.
No,
right?
Local.
So I made nothing.
You're not allowed
local
to pick
five,
up.
Local five did all of the work today. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank
very
you.
Much.
Thank you.
Well, we appreciate Local Five for their efforts.
Yes.
Thank you so much.
Yeah. But the bartenders at the Mai Tai Bar, they definitely exude that Hawaiian spirit, that sense of aloha. Take a ton of pride in like making drinks, just good, great drinks. Like you said, Will, they're not that classic tiki cocktails.
Yeah,
that just gonna,
from the 80s.
Yeah, exactly, from the 80s.
From
as
the
great
80s.
As the 80s were, keep your cocktails.
Keep your cocktails.
Yeah, keep your cocktails. Give me your style and your synthesizer music all day.
Get
right?
out of my
you know
mind,
I mean?
Micah.
But get,
stop
you know,
reading my Facebook
your,
posts.
Yeah. Flash, are you still there? Are you even paying attention
he
anymore?
He drove off the cliff.
He's done.
Bye.
What a
bye,
waste.
Flash.
I'm
what,
here.
What a no one cares.
No one cares.
No one cares. You guys care if Flash is here?
I was
here?
Gonna say something really inappropriate about the 80s, but I let it slide.
That's okay, Flash. No one would have appreciated it. It's true. It's fine.
No, because half the people don't have headphones for starters.
That was also your job.
Also you. Also your fault, Flash.
My fault.
So we've got food down. Food. Bring something that's you know how to make that doesn't have to stay warm. Let's talk cocktails. All right. Now I know Miley, you also like to dabble in the cocktail at home. Let's talk about what's your standard cocktail to make for friends when they come over to visit you at the house. What's good Thai food cocktails?
I don't make cocktails. They make me. I mean, they make for me.
Oh, they make cocktails for
Miley's
you?
Miley's a boss.
Wow. She's totally is a boss.
Yeah. She's a boss.
Because my cocktail, really, like my go-to is just straight up Macallan. Like, I don't fool around.
Wow.
Macallan 25.
You go straight for Macallan? You
That's
just
it. I don't
Macallan,
go.
What year?
Yeah, I just like, let's go.
What year Macallan?
Flash says what year?
I want, you know, right now, number 6, baby. The Tiffany Blue. Mm. Woo!
Oh.
Yeah. Talk to me. Yeah.
Talk to her, Flash.
Uh-huh. No, you not Flash. Don't talk to me right now.
That's a real-time response. That's a real-time response. She said not Flash.
Do not talk to me. She
do not talk to me.
I was saying talk to me, you know, like.
Anybody but.
Like the Tiffany Blue, but not Flash.
Oh, my God. I love it. Yeah. I love it. That's actually, that's probably one of the easiest things you can have in your bar, I think, is a fine quality scotch, a vodka. With I like having a soda stream because you can quickly make up some lime soda. You can make up maybe some pear or peach soda if you have the right flavorings.
That's terrible.
Pear soda? You are fancy,
no,
Mleko.
But if you add it, if you add
it
to a vodka.
I remember you sitting on a curb sidewalk eating cold pizza. Pear soda.
Pear soda.
Jesus.
They make the flavors now.
God bless.
I love how flabbergasted you are.
Does that make me so
I almost
bougie?
Spat out my noodles.
Yeah, you almost did.
I almost wasted some Pao Zen right there.
Noodles.
Mleko said pear soda.
Like pear or cucumber. I'm talking about the La Croix.
Okay.
The
okay. Easy with the flex. Easy with the flex. Someone leveled up during COVID. Flash is still on Netflix, no chill. And
hold
Maleko's
on.
Doing
hold
like
on.
Artisan sodas.
Hold on. I want the reaction camera from Lauren right now.
Holy cow.
Lauren's reaction camera is my favorite. This is amazing.
I think you should always have a Lauren reaction camera.
Yeah, I think you should.
It really should. Camera. It's a waste if we don't. Awesome, it's a waste if we don't have a Lauren reaction camera.
Oh, my
all
gosh.
Right, so let me back up for a second.
No need.
The soda stream is a great no need. Is a great way to just have add a little bubbles to anything. So if you have vodka, if you have a good scotch, if you have a good whiskey, yeah.
Oh my God, Mleko, are you saying to add soda to a good scotch or a good whiskey? What the hell is wrong with you?
Flash is mad.
Will, can you please explain to him?
Flash is mad. He doesn't want him adding soda to Macallan.
Well, I wouldn't add it to Macallan.
Flash, it's 2020 COVID.
You just said there's add it to
Flash,
a good scotch
Flash,
or a good
Flash, it's
a good
2020
whiskey.
COVID. There are no rules. Gender's a construct. No.
Listen, mister, I couldn't show up to the show. What we're talking about here is the kind of things you should stock in your bar to make sure that everyone is accommodated. So if you have someone to come over to your house, you don't know. Like, what does Lauren like to drink? Flash, do you even know? You don't know. So so shut it.
Yeah, she likes to drink everything as far as I can tell.
Wow. Lauren likes to drink everything.
Wow.
Well,
oh, man.
Wow. She's not disagreeing
She's
with
not
you.
Disagreeing.
She doesn't not like to drink these Mai Tais.
I know, because I've drank literally everything with her. She's ride or die when it comes to alcohol. That's why she's so fun to hang out with. Whatever we're drinking, she's going to be down for that.
Okay. He's right. He says whatever we're drinking,
Flash
she's
isn't lying. When it's I saw true. Lauren today, she said, last time I saw each other, we were just taking shots of whatever. And I was like, probably.
This is true. This is true.
I love whatever.
This is not
whatever.
Not true. Yeah. This is not
it's
not
my
true.
My favorite year.
Not that not true. True.
I like Lauren way more than I like Flash. You know, she drinks whatever. She
shows up.
She shows up.
She works.
And spice level, she's.
Yeah.
Bye,
Flash.
Yeah. So what you're saying is Flash is no longer on your list of favorite people.
No more.
No more.
Like this. If I
no more. Man. That's it. So welcome to the Mleko and Miley show, ladies and gentlemen.
Loving it. Loving it.
It's a much better show.
You know what?
Franklin's.
M&M sounds that ring M&M.
Well, my God.
But only the Tiffany Blue M&Ms.
M&M.
That's only the Tiffany
Blue M&Ms.
Right.
We're fancy.
with Mai Tais. That's fantastic. Thank you so much for coming, Miley. Thanks for bringing all the delicious food. You're so fantastic. So let's talk about your restaurant right now. Are you open for table service at both your locations
yes,
right now?
Yes, we are. Hawaii Kai is open for lunch and dinner. However, Ward is only open for dinner, except for Friday, Saturday, Sunday lunch. So our hours, you know, with everything that's going on, it keeps changing.
Okay. What's the best way to find out what the hours are?
Go on mileysthaibistro.com.
Okay, mileysthaibistro.com. You update the hours. You let people know what's actually happening.
Yes. Yeah, we update hours, our specials, everything.
And what are your COVID policies right now? What's your standard policy for people?
No
flash.
100%. No flash.
But, you know, I'm glad you asked that question, Maneko, because, you know, like everywhere else,
we want to feel safe.
No mask, no entry.
Right.
However, there's a lot of times people forget their mask, and sometimes that happens. Mm-hmm. And so they say, look, I'm right here. Can I just go in? And we can't, because the safety of other people, you have to have your mask. So at times they get angry. They have to go back to the car. And this happens quite often, actually. No, I forget my mask sometimes, you know.
Yeah.
But you always have to go back, and you need to put your mask on.
Right.
And so there was a really quick, there was an incident where, you know, the customer didn't want to go back to his car. And then he was kind of being argumentative with my hostess and says, you know, you guys should offer mask here and blah. And you know what? He's right. But it shouldn't be like that. You should always, always have a mask on with you. And so I learn, every day I learn from this COVID, you know, there's so much rules, there's so much regulations, everything's changing. Even liquor commission rules are changing.
Right.
Every week it's something different, and you just always have to be prepared.
And all right.
Just have a mask in your car, your bag, your wallet, your pocket.
Sure. And to jump on that, really, I do have to say thank you to all of the hospitality workers that are showing up, that are coming to work. To Miley's point, you know, the rules and regulations and the things that are being told to the industry from the government, from the mayor, from the governor, are changing daily. So things are changing. So they have to be super, super like flexible and pivot like on the spot to kind of like make sure they're doing the right thing to be safe for people to enjoy their dining experiences with a smile. So when people go out and they forget and they're just rude or they're short or whatever, you know, remember the situation we're in. You know, and just a little bit more respect and just a little bit more kindness.
I so much love you right now, Will.
To the servers. I mean, every single frontline workers, grocery store workers, every single person going to work that has to deal with customers, like just show them a little more nice.
Yeah, you know what? Just speak to that point. Pro tip. I keep a pack. I got a pack of, you know, you get masks from people or you go someplace and they give you a mask.
AlohaMask.com.
I got gifts of masks from people. And you know, like, I have stacks of masks at home, you know, things that I don't use. I bought the medical masks, which are my least favorite to wear at first before all the other masks came out. But I have a box of them now. I keep that in the car.
Sure.
Just in case.
Just in case. So when I show up somewhere and I realize I don't have it, I can reach over there. I got an instant mask. And when I went and got COVID tested, I got a pack of those diaper face masks. You know, the ones that look like baby diapers?
Yeah, yeah.
So hot.
They look like BBDs on your face. They're terrible, terrible masks.
Sexy.
They're horrible for your face. But if you need one, it's there. And I keep it in the car. So you always have it with you just in case.
Absolutely.
You forgot your mask. And that way you don't have to make a scene and look like a complete a-hole.
That's right.
You know, by the way, Trump lost. Wear a mask. Pow.
Pow. Ooh. Oh, pow. Ooh. Pow. Ooh.
Right?
Pow.
Pow. Vodka.
Pow. Just be nice to everybody. Everyone's going through
Thank you, Will, for that.
That's
be
it.
Nice
Will,
to everybody.
Would you say we're all in it together?
Yeah.
Oh, I guess I have to. We're all in it together.
And not to drag this on, but...
No, but let's drag it.
Okay.
Let's
go. Okay, baby.
Flash is old.
Okay.
Let's drag Flash through this right now.
You know, what I'm experiencing right now is, and I love all my customers. I love new customers, old customers, VIP customers, and you know, you guys all, you have them, Micah. Mm-hmm.
Even Flash.
Yeah, Flash, yeah, he kind of has them, yeah, I guess. but anyways, so some of them will come in, and here's the thing. We're so limited because we're 50% occupancy.
Right.
So it looks super busy.
Right.
You now have to make reservations, honestly. You really do. And before you could kind of walk in and, you know, now you can't just walk in and expect a table. And at times we have, like I said, VIP or local celebrities, and I'm not going to name names. However,
Flash Hansen.
You know, they come in and they expect certain things. And, you know, I'm trying to, you know.
Accommodate.
Change tables around and do, you know, like. Tetris. But you still
is it Guy Hoggy? Guy Hoggy, right?
Wow.
You're talking about.
Wow. There was no hesitation there.
Guy Hoggy.
I'm kidding. I tried to name the kindest, gentlest celebrity in Honolulu.
Leko.
Like, there's no way. There's no way.
Nothing
it's Guy Hoggy.
Nothing but Guy Hoggy love from Fresh Box.
It's
nothing
true.
But.
It's
much.
We
yeah,
love them. Him no, and, so much. He's been on the show several times. I was kidding.
I know.
But go on.
We all love real TV
beats and all of that. And you know what? You know what makes him cuter? It's his wife, Kim.
Yeah.
Great couple.
Kim.
Couple goals.
Yeah.
Couple goals.
Great couple.
And their kids, they did it right. One girl.
Their Kim's. Their kids is fantastic. It's good.
But my point is that we still have to abide by these rules and regulations. Mm-hmm. So 5 per table, and that's it. If you want another party, we can kind of do it close by, but 6 feet, but there's 2 tables. But when you start adding one more on and adding one more on, and then get mad at my servers, my managers, because they can't accommodate them, and they throw that card out, like, do you know who I am?
Don't. Come on. Don't do that. Don't do that.
Why are you doing this?
Flash, don't do that.
Flash, why are you doing this?
We don't know who you are, and you can't have a 6th person at
the
table.
No one cares,
Flash.
Even if it's his dog.
Even if it's your dog.
Oh.
Cannot.
She threw the honey card down.
Don't do that, Flash.
Mm-hmm.
Just get takeout. Mm-hmm. Go home.
By the way, for those of you watching at home, this has been the roast of Flash today. The holiday
just because
roast.
Because he's not here.
That was on my memo, by the way.
It was. but you do social distancing. You require masks. You do temperature checks, and you require people to give you their address and contact information.
Do you know this? That you are not required to do temperature check.
You're not.
You're not required.
But
by law.
Do you?
We do.
You do.
Absolutely, because we do everything possible to make everybody feel safe.
Right, and that's what it is. It's about making people feel safe. Because look, no one knows everything about COVID. You know, we're learning every single day. What we do know, though, we'd be a fool not to implement policies to protect against
what
we know.
100%.
And that's why it's important to do what you do. So you have the social distancing in place. You're at 50% capacity, which has to be huge.
But paying 100% rent.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Yeah.
I know that.
Good
has
Lord.
To be
Good
huge.
Good Lord.
Has to be huge.
Ward.
Victoria. Uh-huh. We're talking to you, Victoria.
Ward.
What I think, too, people got to understand about these rules that are in place. Like, as hospitality professionals, all of us, right? This is the antithesis of what we have come to love and live about the industry.
The customer is
always
right.
Like, I love pouring a sweaty rager and everyone's having a good time. There's, you know, vodka spilling down my back from some stranger. I mean, it is
he
as
loves
good
that.
As
that was me,
gets,
Micah.
But, you know,
loves
I know.
That.
Will, I told
I'm not
you.
A stranger.
No, but I mean, what I think everyone's got to understand, right, like that comes into your restaurant, my restaurants, you know, is that, you know, this is the opposite of everything we love about this business.
Yeah.
Like the reason why we punish ourselves in the least profitable business and the most demanding thing you could ever get involved with is because we love to make people happy.
Absolutely.
And we want tons of them happy. And the more of them that are happy, the happier we are.
Absolutely.
So I think what people don't get is like, man, this is soul crushing for us. You know, this is not just, it's not just business, like bad on our business. I mean, it's bad on us. It's it's the opposite of why we fell in love and dedicated our lives and our passions to either cooking or being a sommelier or whatever it is we do. It's,
this is the hardest business.
Yeah,
that's why.
Yeah, it's so, the hardest business.
So when you go out to a restaurant, when you decide that during a deadly pandemic is the perfect time for you to bring your family of seven to a restaurant, understand that these people are also putting their lives at risk to accommodate your birth control choices, and understand that it is not our job to put our lives at risk to make sure that you've got pad thai and sticky rice for your four-year-old.
Wow, this is like super, amen. Super.
Can I just, can
political.
I, hallelujah. Too much? Am I good?
No, you're good.
Am I good?
Go, wow.
Okay.
You're good.
Shock Maleko.
I had to say it. The thing is if you're going to risk going out, know that the people serving you are putting themselves at risk.
Yeah.
Because they need to pay their rent, not because they enjoy serving you. It's because they need to pay their rent. They need to make sure that their obligations are taken care of. So we're all in this together. And I know you've heard that a million times, but the truth of the matter is, all of us today, all of us are dealing with it. So have a little class and chill the F out.
Chill out. Chill out. I agree. Wow. Chill out. Chill out. Mai Tai.
Mai Tai.
Mai Tai.
Chill out.
Put that on my house speaker system in the restaurant. That monologue, that was beautiful.
I'll make a professional announcement,
right?
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Royal Hawaiian Hotel.
Have some class.
And chill the F out.
Chill the F.
Mahalo.
We would be remiss.
That needs to be a shirt. Chill the F and then.
We would be remiss if we did not mention when this all came down, the COVID and whatnot, and Micah was already here at the Royal Hawaiian doing his dues. He decided that he didn't have enough going on and went out and opened a restaurant in Kaneohe.
But yeah,
Zia's.
We didn't mention how busy you are at
this
the moment.
This is literally the busiest person I know, and he still looks the way he looks.
And Flash, shut up. You're not busy.
Flash literally
got spinning your wheels.
Flash had to get one day job because of COVID. And now he looks like an extra from The Walking Dead. I mean, Micah here also got a promotion at the Royal, so he oversees all four properties.
Micah,
so
how many different properties are you managing right now, including your own?
So obviously as a complex, Kioia, they own four properties on this trip. I'll help anywhere I'm needed. Where I'm directly working is I run the Sheraton Waikiki and the Royal Hawaiian Hotel.
Okay.
All their food and beverage, including banquets and catering.
And
he is literally
the family business.
Yeah.
Zia's delicious Italian food, Kaneohe.
Amazing.
Like such a great atmosphere. Al fresco dining, great wine list. You gotta check it out. It's so good. Chicken parm to die for.
Who's running Zia's?
Not as good as mine, but I mean, I'll eat his.
Who's running Zia's?
I'll pay money to eat his.
You'll pay me to eat mine?
Code.
Very good.
Hey. Delicious.
That's a
Mai Tai. That's a Mai Tai. But no, I mean, this guy does it all. And he's absolutely downplaying. He's downplaying his promotion. Yeah. He was at the Royal Hawaiian, and now he literally oversees four regular hotels. Right. Four resorts in Waikiki.
How many jobs did you take when you did that? Like, how many jobs are you filling in for, I should say?
Yeah, well, I think right
four,
now, because
five?
Obviously, like, it's occupancies are low.
10% or
it's
less,
basically
right?
Like, you know what? We just do what needs to get done.
Just get it
at
done.
At the end of the day, we, you know, the way myself, the guys that work with me look at it is that we're the ambassadors of Hawaiian hospitality.
Mm-hmm.
Which is the Aloha Spirit. If we mess that up, then we're all lost. You know what
Love
I mean?
It.
This is Hawaii's last great export, right?
Right.
Like, we don't produce sugar cane anymore, pineapples in small quantities.
Right.
This is our last great export. Happy memories on the beaches of Waikiki. And, you know, we got to do that right. We got to do it good. So, you know, honestly, I don't know how many jobs, but it's whatever it takes. You know,
I love it. That's the best response ever, right?
I mean, and
you know, gosh.
Refresh.
Oh, he's getting
refresh
a lip gloss.
On the lip gloss.
Refresh.
Yep.
That's why I love Micah.
I'm honored. I'll take that.
He's
the best award I've
he
gotten.
He will take it.
Said something, Miley, refresh your lip gloss. That's great.
I love it. Flashy, I'm great.
She's refreshing the lip gloss for you, Flash. Unfortunately, you can't see it.
You can't see
it.
So it's I would say I'm busy.
I would say you're busy.
I would anybody would say you're busy.
Yeah, but it's a fun time, you know. I just want people to come out and have a fun time, you know. And that's it. If you can come out and have good Mai Tais, yeah. You know.
Oh my God, the Mai Tai.
Mai Tai.
Oh, there it is. I tried to slip it by you guys. Yeah, you guys are good.
Micah Sudeman here from the Sheraton Kiyoya Hotels here at the Royal Hawaiian at the original Mai Tai Bar. Also at Zia's in Kailua. Who's running the operation today?
So it's the one in Kaneohe.
Excuse me.
So my lovely wife runs the day-to-days of that.
Applause.
Applause.
Yeah. Amazing. Amazing.
Family business.
If it's not hard enough to be married to a food and beverage person when he buys a restaurant and says, hot potato, here you go.
You do it.
You do it. I have a great idea.
Here, baby.
I'm going to buy a restaurant. You get to run it.
Oh, my God.
You know?
Lauren, how would you feel about that? How did you feel about that?
No, she just gave him a side eye.
Lauren Cam.
Heavy side eye.
Lauren Cam. Lauren Cam. Not good. Not good, folks. All right. But the truth is, the food is fantastic. The restaurant is still in great shape. Your wife's doing a great job there. Zia's in Kaneohe. It's right off the Like'e'like and on Cam Highway. You can't miss it. It's a classic. It's been there for a while. I mean, you've been working there since you were like 12?
Yeah,
how long have you been in the restaurant business?
Yeah, well, I started at Kalapuai, right, when, you know, I was pretty much 10.
Yeah, 10.
And whatnot, you know.
Legal age of work.
Yeah, legal age of
work. Bartending.
Exactly. Making Mai Tais.
Mai Tai!
Mai Tai! But no, actually, for Zia's Kaneohe, it was cool about that. I was 17, and my dad was the contractor that converted it from a Pizza Hut. That it was. Remember that? It was a Pizza Hut there.
It was a Pizza Hut.
Oh, my God. It was a Pizza Hut.
And my dad was a contractor to renovate it. And I was working at Kalapuai at the time for Don Diamond, who also owned Zia's, who I bought it from. I bought it from his son. And we
the original Kalapuai.
Yeah, the original Kalapuai. The OG ones. And my dad and I did all the work, built the doors that are still there in our backyard, poured the slab, did everything, got a job as a busser. Was a dishwasher, a cook, a waiter.
You built the restaurant. You had no idea one day you would own.
Idea. So it's a total full circle moment.
Love it.
It really is.
For me. And I still see customers when I go there, you know, on my day off from the hotel to, you know, relax and run a restaurant. but it's funny. I still see guests that, you know, I've known for 20 years now. Because, this actually coming December next year will be our 20th anniversary.
Really?
That location, so we'll have a nice big party.
Fantastic.
Awesome.
And hopefully, you know, Will can spill pal vodka on my back while we...
I'm there. I am there.
You know?
You're not a stranger, but I'll dance with you.
Thanks, Will.
I can't wait.
I'm here for it.
Fantastic. Well, thank you so much. Micah Sudeman, ladies and gentlemen. Give it up.
Thank you, guys.
Miley from Miley's Thai Bistro at Ward and Hawaii Kai, offering dinner service daily and lunch service on occasion. Miley, if people don't want to come in and dine, you do have a robust catering service too.
Yes, we do.
You people can order and take out, and you've got this wired, right?
Yeah, Hawaii Kai is just and now. More so at Ward as well. So we're really, really busy. And I want to apologize to the east side. We're so busy that at times I need to stop takeout for a little bit just so that everybody can catch up.
Right. That's better than telling people you can do it and making them wait too long.
And here's the thing, Maleko. You know, if you stand there and you wait, 5 minutes seems like an hour. But if you're waiting at home and we call you to come pick it up,
it's whatever.
It's nothing. You watch a half an hour show.
Yeah.
And
very few restaurants. I mean, there's not a lot in Hawaii Kai. You know, we have our favorites, right? But very few restaurants in Hawaii Kai have a really well organized phone ordering system. And if you know, you know.
Yeah.
You just pick up the phone and call. And a lot of people these days don't call. They like to see online. They like to shop online.
Yeah.
It's like, look, this is mom and pop. This is OG. You're talking to Miley. You're not talking to somebody else. Pick up the phone, call, and say, this is what I want, and she'll tell you exactly when it's ready.
Yeah, and we try our very best, but because of this I mean, we are really blessed with takeout. It's so overwhelming. And I never, ever in my
life. I'm sorry. It's us. It's us. I have to tell you, we have spent so much money on delivery since March.
Oh, my God.
It's
so
like
here,
we looked at our budget from this past year, and we realized.
Miley's got vouchers. Miley's got vouchers.
One for you.
Thanks, baby.
One for you and for you. And no more for Flash.
Everyone gets one but Flash.
Hey, everyone wins. Everyone wins.
If you were here, you would have got one too, Flash.
I'll take Flashes. Yeah. Perfect. Look at this. It's a $20 reward certificate.
And it's only for the VIPs. And that's
Thank
you guys.
You.
It's not
Thank
Flash.
You. Thank
so.
You.
Flash.
Not
Love
Flash.
This.
Not Flash. Hey, Flash, do you like Miley's Thai Bistro? Suck it. You get none.
Miley's Thai Bistro.
You get none. You get none. Miley's Thai Bistro, ladies and gentlemen. Miley!
Thank you so much for having me.
Yay!
So
and
much
for
fun.
Miley and for Mai Tai.
Oh, now, Mai Tai.
Mai Tai. All right. One last thank you, mahalo, and goodbye to our friend, Chef Will Chen.
Thank you for always having
who
me.
Who showed up despite being invited with Kaylee and Flash, who both are
no way,
no
this is,
shows.
This is a level up. This is a level
it's true.
Up.
Thank you.
Thank God you came alone.
Sitting across such beautiful people.
You are. You are. You have been sitting in the sun, though, so I'm going to wrap things up because I don't want you to toast too much
too
because
late.
You're already toasty. Let's talk about FreshBox for a second. Still going strong.
Still going strong.
Why should I order FreshBox right now?
Convenience. Ease, don't got to worry about finding the ingredients, healthy food, locally sourced.
It's brilliant. Thank locally you. Sourced, healthy foods, and everything you need to know is in the box. So if you know nothing about cooking or shopping for cooking, it's all in the box. And you pick it up. And I love that you do these beautiful laminated recipe cards. So
Thanks.
That if I decide I'm going to go do it later,
yeah.
I have it still.
Exactly.
And I still have those recipe
That's
cards.
I keep all of mine.
Good point. Thank you for saying that.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
It's fantastic. So look up FreshBox on the internet if you haven't yet and order something. And I'm telling you, the first time I did this for my lovely wife, Lauren, she was madly impressed at my, what do I want to say? At my
cooking skills.
At my, well, no, yeah. That wasn't it.
And?
That's not the word I'm looking for. At my enthusiasm.
Okay, no.
At my enthusiasm, because as soon as the box came, I decided I'm going to do this, and she immediately took over because she's a fantastic chef, and
there
I am not.
There it is.
And we had a fantastic dinner, but she was still impressed.
And you executed?
And we did. We had a fantastic dinner. It
Thank
was
you.
Great.
Good
Thank
for
you.
You.
So,
Thank
yeah. So FreshBox is a great way to reconnect with your
easy.
Loved one at home. He does.
I try. I try.
He's easy, but he makes it easy.
It's part of the brand. Easy for easy.
I love it. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for all of our guests for coming here today.
Thank you for having us.
We want to thank Royal Hawaiian Hotels, Luxury Resort by Kiyoya and Sheraton Hotels. We want to thank Micah Suderman for his generosity today. Of course, we want to thank Miley from Miley's Thai Bistro, Ward and Hawaii Kai. We want to thank Will Chen, ladies and gentlemen. We want to thank Kaylee, who could not be here today.
Thank you for Kaylee for not showing up.
In fact, we want to thank Lauren, my
Lauren,
wife.
Lauren, MVP.
MVP. Everybody gets a thank you today except for Flash. Who gets nothing.
Norms.
Because he'd
you
rather,
get nothing.
Rather,
like it.
Rather play with this puppy than come and hang out with us. We'll be back next week with more Maleko and Flash podcast. Wait, are we back next week, Flash?
No. Hold on. We're off next week for the holiday.
Weird. Flash is not working again.
Yeah, Flash says we're not working next week because he didn't work this week either. So that's fine. That's fine.
We're going to be back on December 30th.
December 30th, we're back. And what's that show all about, Flash?
That show, we are going to be talking about champagne for New Year's Eve. And I believe we'll have a local artist on as well. And the venue is TBD, but January 6th, we're going to be at Kona Brewing out there in Hawaii Kai.
Oh, January 6th, Kona Brewing in Hawaii Kai. Come out and join us. Miley, you're invited.
There it is.
Come back out. Micah, if you're out in Hawaii Kai area, if you're not at one of your 14 restaurants that you're managing, come and join us as well.
Love it.
It should be fantastic. We are off next week for the Christmas holiday. We invite you to follow us on MalekoandFlash.com where you can watch all of our videos. If you're listening to us on a podcast, you can subscribe to us on your favorite podcast platform, whether it's iTunes, Spotify, Overcast, or even iHeartRadio. Thank you for sharing the podcast with your friends. If you loved it, if you hated the show, keep your mouth shut. Thanks once again for joining us, ladies and gentlemen. Have a fantastic rest of your Wednesday. Aloha and goodbye.
Happy holidays.
Mai tai.
Mai tai.
Beep, beep, beep.